Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Jeff. I just hope it's over with. I mean, what a circus that's been the last month.
Well, can you imagine, like, Mario and Gretzky on, you know, it's just...
It's yeah, I've never seen anything like it, of course. I mean, I give the players credit in the fact that they've orchestrated this this move, the three of them going to Miami, but it's just a circus. The coverage was just too much for me. Just go do your deal and sign it and let's move on.
What do you think, though, Larry Murphy, the NHL Network, and, of course, former Leaf, and what do you think of the fact that the tail is clearly wagging the dog over there? Just, I mean, it's the last question I'll ask you about basketball, I promise.
Well, it's, as I said, I think it's smart what the players did. I give them full credit. They've definitely orchestrated that. Now, I mean, they've got to go out and do something. Obviously left bad taste in quite a few people's mouths, especially the owner of the Cavaliers. Boy, he was hot.
Really
surprised me how he really went after LeBron James on that one. But it's just time. It's let's see now. I mean, we're going to find out now if it paid off for the Heat. There's no guarantee. You throw three guys together. You just don't know if that's a team or not.
Absolutely. Well, and there's nobody else there right now. They're going to have to get guys, they're really going to have to get some shooters down there who are willing to play for the minimum to flesh out the rest of that bench and team.
Yeah, well, you figured out the numbers. I mean, you got three guys pushing the max. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe the Talboy will have to suit up just so they can stay cap friendly.
Larry Murphy is here on the Fan 590 Morning Show. And Larry, let's switch gears to hockey. It's been an interesting, I'm certainly not as interesting as the NBA, but it's been an interesting free agency season for the NHL. What were your initial thoughts of where folks landed, or still to land, I guess?
Well, Kovalchuk's, of course, to me, is the interesting equation. I give Dean Lombardi full marks. Basically putting a package together. I don't know where he's going to find anything better than what the Kings have offered him. And you can't max out. That's the thing, the difference between hockey and basketball. You take one player and you max him out, the personal cap, and you've handcuffed your team. And Lombardi sees that with the Kings, as much as they'd love to have him. That's an interesting story. And then we'll find out how bad Kovalchuk wants to win a Stanley Cup, because you've got to give a bit of a discount if you're serious about doing it. And he hasn't done that, and so that story, of course, really interests me. And I think of all the teams in this free agent market, I think the Penguins have done the best job just by Mihalik and Martin signing those two guys. Boy, they've really upgraded their defense, and they've got those guys up front. I really think they're the team that's best improved in this free agent summer.
Do you think Kovalchuk? Larry Murphy, our guest here on the Fan 590 this morning. You think he regrets turning down the Atlanta deal from a couple of years ago?
Well, I think Jeff. I mean, at the time, I mean, it's easy to make that observation now, but at the time, you thought, where else is he going to see this amount of money? Now, I thought at the time, I thought, okay, well, maybe his consideration is he want to get position himself with a team that's got a chance at winning the cup, but we haven't seen that yet with him in this. He's just pushing for big numbers, so it kind of surprises me. Yeah, I don't think he's going to see an offer like he saw with the Thrashers for sure. So and the Kings, I think it's a good deal for him, and I think I'm impressed with LA. I think they're moving in the right direction. That's a great opportunity. Maybe he'll end up back with the Devils, which is not so bad. I mean, the Devils, even losing Martin, have done a good job maintaining their team with some key signings.
8:16 from the Fan 590. Our guest is Larry Murphy, former Leaf. Now, I found it maybe odd, maybe you didn't, that the Leafs, who are pretty deep in defensemen, landed Brett Lebda from Detroit. What's your thought on that, and what's it going to be like for him coming to Toronto? Because you've got firsthand experience of that.
It's an opportunity for him. He got himself in a bit of a rut here in Detroit. He spent a lot of time at his best. He was the 5th D and spent the time 5th, 6th, and then last season he was pushed to 7th at latter part of the season. A guy with a tremendous amount of talent. He's a guy where I'm interested to see how well he does in Toronto. It's going to be a fresh start, an opportunity for him. But it's a bit crowded right now on the blue line core. Of course, you know what happens with Cabrelle. I mean, that I think that will impact him. I mean, move Cabrelle out of the picture. That's going to give him a little more ice time. So it's wait and see. A great skating defenseman. This is a pivotal point in his career. Okay, now we're going to find out whether this guy is a real bona fide everyday player, and he's got the ability. And I'm excited for him because I mean, just a tremendous team player. He's going to be an asset to this team. I think maybe his time has come where he's going to end up playing 82 games this season.
Larry Murphy is here, the NHL Network, and 21-year veteran of the NHL. In today's NHL, Larry, do you see any current 21-year veterans, current future 21-year veterans?
Oh, I think so. I mean, yeah, there's the way. Definitely, there's a number of guys. I mean, you can do it now. I believe it's much easier now to play longer, just because the travel is much easier on the guys. When I first started early '80s, we were flying. Everybody's flying commercial, and that honestly takes a whack out of you flying that way versus now, where everybody either charters or owns their own plane, makes travel much easier. You don't get that grind on you like you used to, And there's, Nick, we talk about 21 years. I mean, Lidstrom's a guy that's just knocking on the door now. I mean, he can go another 5 years. It's his call. He's, boy, what a picture of longevity. And a guy that's, boy, kept his level of play high, even, you know, pushing 40 years old. So I see more guys now, Jeff, just because of the nature of teams. Yes, they train harder, train more effective, but also rest is a component now that teams really look at and utilize resting guys as much as possible, travel. So 21 years now is a lot easier now than it was 20 years ago.
Good stuff. Well, listen, you know, before Scott Stevens took your record, you had the 1,650 game regular season record. So, you know what you're talking about. Larry, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to call us. Larry Murphy from the and I guess it's right back to the LeBron stuff for you, right?
Yeah, that's, I'm done. I couldn't even watch the ESPN special last night. I just had enough of that, Phil.
Larry Murphy, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, have a good season on the NHL Network.